Welcome to another episode of Sound Radar, Games Radar's video game music and audio podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Tong, and today I'm joined by composer Lauren Balf, who most recently worked on Assassin's Creed Revelations with Jesper Kidd. Welcome, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
And so you've worked on a lot of films, including Inception, Transformers, Dark Knight, and you also have several games, including like Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure, and Crysis 2, both with Hans Zimmer. So how did you guys start or meet and start collaborating?
We started, I think, four or five years ago. And I moved to LA probably about 7 years ago and was working for a composer, Henning Lohner. Mm-hmm. And Henning used to work with Hans, and it was just, I was in the right place at the right time, really. I just then started, I think my first film was Batman Begins with Hans. And so I started working then with him, and then slowly but surely, we just started then writing more together and producing more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was kind of a coincidence, really, because I never knew much about film music. Mm-hmm. And I was more interested in commercials for some reason. But then I moved, I went over there as an intern to America. Mm-hmm. And it just slowly led into that opportunity to be able to just do some additional writing. And then the years have gone a bit too quickly, unfortunately. But that's how we got together.
Cool. So how did you originally get into music? What's your musical background?
Musical background is I was born into a musical family. My father was a songwriter, and we had a residential recording studio at our home.
Oh.
So as a child aged around 6 or 7, I was brought up with bands staying, the likes of Ozzy Osbourne, just staying in the studio. And I would just always kind of hang out in the studio listening to bands recording. And it just seemed the most natural thing to get into music. I didn't really think there were any other careers apart from farming and music, because we lived in the Highlands of Scotland.
Yeah.
And it was quite literally agriculture, or what I saw every day of my life, which was music. So
So given the choice, I think you'd rather stick with music then?
I think so. With music, I don't have to get up at 5:30 in the morning every day. So
good point.
that's the main thing, and I don't have to worry about bad weather and being outside. So it was a natural thing for me.
And so, how did you get involved with Assassin's Creed Revelations?
I got involved with that mainly because for Assassin's Creed 2, they were doing a trailer for E3. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for somebody to go and do the specific trailer to kind of tease all the audience into what the new game was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I got a call to see if I could do it, and I did it, and they used it. And then when Revelations happened, I think it was a case of they liked the tone of the trailer. And the fact it was very kind of epic. And so that was born, me working on the game.
You and Jesper kind of split up the score. I mean, there's, I believe, 80 tracks, and then you composed like a bulk of them. So how did you guys divvy up, like who would do what?
There's for sure more than 80 tracks. I think those 80 were the best out of 200, I think.
Yeah, the soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah, so it started off, I was mainly dealing with the cinematics, but the other approach was the first task I had was that they were wanting a main theme. And I think in the other Assassin's Creed games that had been individual character themes. And basically they just wanted to see if it was possible, and the fact that it had, you know, it was a very successful franchise, and it was just, people were used to what there was before, so it was very risky. But then the thing is that we do that with films all the time now. There's been 7 or 8 different Batman films now, and I think there's only 2 of them that have ever used the same thematical structure to it. So it was a case of the characters are changing, the scenery is changing. So it was to try to kind of see where else we could musically go with it. So I started writing the main theme, which was, instead of a character theme, I was looking at it as the franchise theme, the actual Assassin's Creed series. So whilst doing that, then I was doing a lot of the cinematics, and then I moved on to doing the multiplayer gameplay, because I wasn't touching any of the gameplay for the main game, but then I started slowly but surely doing, I think, all of the multiplayer segments. And then whilst we were doing that with the theme, I think then we started playing with the idea of trying to do this competition with UJAM to find the actual voice for Assassin's Creed. Because in the other games, the female voice was very significant to the game and it created that texture. And I thought, well, if we're going to do a new theme and we're going to use a female voice, why don't we see who else we can actually try to get? So with UJAM, .com. It sounds like I'm advertising there, but UJAM.com. We just held a nationwide competition for men or women to enter, and they got the backing track, and you just had to submit your performance to it. And then Simon Laundry, who was in charge of music at Ubisoft, and Hans Zimmer and I, basically we just went through all the entries. We came up with Madeleine Bell, the singer, and we chose her to be our voice. So as well as the theme would reappear in different guises and different cinematics. So mm-hmm. we would just get her to sing on it. So that was my role on Revelations.
So I know over the course of several games, and you mentioned that it's evolved, like the characters have evolved, but Jesper had kind of set a tone for Assassin's Creed, tunes yeah. that are representative of the particular era that he was in, and yeah. but it still sounds modern. So how did you approach the sound of, I guess, the background music for the multiplayer?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the interesting thing, you're dealing with Persian influences. You've got Constantinople, you've got Istanbul, mm-hmm. there's Greek influences. So it was a case of getting different textures and different instruments to geographically add different color to it. And also with some of the cinematics, we're going into different periods of time. You're going into the future, you're going back. So I tried to kind of keep it very organic. So if we were in a certain period of time, I tried to not really go electronic mm-hmm. so that if we were in the future, then you have your color shift, and then you're able to kind of then musically and sonically know where you are.
Did you work closely with the audio team when coming up with themes?
Oh, absolutely, because the thing is that, you know, as well as the main Assassin's Creed theme that had to be done, there had to be a Templar theme and a Sophia theme, and they're a fantastic group over there, and I'm not saying it to try to butter them up, but I went there for the first time 2 weeks ago, and I was just astonished to see. I didn't really know how many people were in the audio team or how it worked, mm-hmm. And I had never seen a gaming company before, and I had never seen how many people sit there designing it. So it was absolutely wonderful. But no, there's constant feedback, because you're dealing with a lot of people. With a film, it's very the same as the film, because sometimes with a film, it's not just the director who makes decisions. You've got the producers, and it's very like that. The same with Modern Warfare. There's a lot of people involved with it, and especially if it's a brand, it is very important to decisions to be made. So it's, and also, they're living and breathing these scenes, and they know it better than me. I just walk onto it, and then I look at it, and then it's like, oh yeah, I know what to do. But they've been living it for like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
So it's very important to have that kind of safety net for them to help you get through it as well.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with so much music. It's ridiculous. It's on Modern Warfare, I think it was nearly, I think about 5-6 hours
yeah.
of music, and you lose track what day it is, let alone what piece of music that you've just written. So it's, they're like a good parent. They're there to kind of help you and get you through it.
Yeah, and the game is significantly longer than Modern Warfare as well, so a lot more music is needed. So what inspires you, or how do you know what kind of music you're looking for? I know you said cinematics and the multiplayer, but do they show you what they have in mind, or do they tell you and you kind of go off that? Do they send you character art, or how do you...
Oh, yeah. The more information you get, the more you can get into the character and the whole scenario. It's just the same as a film. You get to see the storyboard, you read the script. You know, it's very important, like the color, just the colors being used, mm-hmm. Help you kind of understand the textures that you can create a bit better. So, and also the character development. I think game music is getting much more respect now, because there's storylines in it that you would see in a film.
It's
you know, even on the likes of Spyro, that one of the writers had written Toy Story, so the stories are very important, and the backstory of them, you have to get into it just the same as any character in a film, and you have to get into it and kind of understand it. Mm-hmm. So the more information, the better. And normally what happens then with the cinematics, you obviously get the scene and it's not necessarily finished, but you get the scene and the structure of it. So you start composing to that, because you have to be able to follow actual dialogue and the storytelling of it. And then with things like gameplay, you just get sent it. And I try to treat gameplay as a case of what if I was running around killing people, what would be the soundtrack? what would be the soundtrack in my head?
Yeah.
It's like years and years ago when I went skiing. Whenever I went skiing, I listened to James Bond, because that was my little daydream for the day, was listening to James Bond music whilst attempting to ski down an under 12 ski ramp. But no, I think it's the more information you get, the more you can understand it and try to live and breathe what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And then since the game, like Assassin's Creed Revelations, features all the major characters we've seen in the series, how did you kind of incorporate all their themes into the mood and vibe of the soundtrack?
The thing is, I didn't really have to, because the cinematics, the main character was Sophia, however we pronounce it. But the thing is that it's... Then there was the Templar theme, which I had written. So there was a few cues where I tried to kind of subtly bring in the Ezio tune. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, everything else was new themes.
Okay.
So I didn't really have to delve into the bank of thematical pieces of music.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of creating it from scratch.
Okay. And then how does it feel to be part of an established franchise? Do you feel pressure from it?
I was very worried in the beginning, because there's always going to be haters. There's always going to be people, you sit there for months trying to write this theme, and you do your best, and you sit there kind of going, I'm putting my heart and soul into writing this piece of music. And you're very fearful that people are going to not like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, film-wise, I've been lucky enough to work on a lot of sequels. I've worked on all three Transformers. Mm-hmm. I just finished on Sherlock Holmes 2. I worked on two Batmans. So I'm kind of used to working on the trilogy thing. But with Modern Warfare, I've lost count how many there have been Call of Duty's Modern Warfare. So the thing is, I'm not worried about that, because I think that nowadays we can take risks and kind of progress things and move it on, instead of kind of just using the same thing all the time. So no, I'm glad, you know, some people don't like the new, you know, some people feel that the new music's totally different than the other games, and it's fine, but it's a different game. So yeah. it's you've got to kind of keep evolving. If you don't want to evolve, just stick on where you were, and you'll be quite happy.
Well, there are going to be haters everywhere. It's the internet.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, that's the thing about the internet is lesson number one. Never Google yourself, because then you might, you know, you just don't want to wake up in the morning sometimes.
Oh. And then, so what was your most memorable track that you worked on for Assassin's Creed?
I can honestly say it's the first track on the album, the main theme, mm-hmm. because that was just a very long process, because that had originated from the Sailing to Constantinople piece that was also the original trailer. Mm-hmm. So that to me was the most important, because it was my first entry into the world of Assassin's Creed. It was like a first date. It was just very nerve-wracking, and there was a lot of fumbling going on to try to figure out where, not like this fumbling going on the first date, but it was just it was a case of trying to get into this world. I didn't listen to any of the music from the other games.
Okay.
Because I just didn't want to kind of feel that I had to kind of, you know, give it a musical nod. So, you know what? A franchise, you have the same pressure for a franchise as an individual project. It's just the same, because you walk into a situation and it's just nerve-wracking anyway.
Did you have any other tracks that you're particularly fond of, or that particularly proud of?
Well, tracks, the way we write music, everything's labeled E577 -27 120 BPM. So I would never know what they were called. No, I like trying to get a bit of old-fashioned love with the Sophia character. Kind of old-fashioned music, but it was just it was nice to kind of get a chance to do that. You know, the good thing is some of the multiplayer stuff I did particularly like, because it was because I hadn't got the opportunity on Revelations to do the gameplay. I thought, all right, I'm going to really go over the top now. And when I was at Ubisoft a couple of weeks ago, I played the multiplayer for the first time. And I am not a gamer. My coordination is so bad. Thankfully, I'm able to kind of use my left and right hand to play a piano. But when it comes to gaming, I am just useless. And I played the multiplayer for the first time, and it was I was nearly having a heart attack, and with my tension levels. But it was so much fun. And I was so happy, because the multiplayer stuff, I was looking at it as, okay, we're just going to go as frantic as possible and make it like a film. You know, the problem with gameplay music sometimes to me is that it just pedals along. It doesn't do anything, because you can't hit certain points.
Yeah.
The player is simply running around shooting people, and you can't, and in a film, if he... You would change for the second person he killed, or if you changed into a different environment, you would then change the music textures for that. So when composing with gameplay music, it's very difficult to do that because it's just got to be a piece of music that's looping. So it was good to try to experiment with different things, like doing key changes and keeping the whole tempo up in the multiplayer.
So how did your film background actually help you approach video games?
The way I look at it is I've never understood when people kind of make out that games are different than films. I think they're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. I think that you've got to immerse the viewer / gamer into that world. And you've got to the best of your abilities, try to kind of create a bigger sonic world to help express more emotion or if there's action. So I see it as the exact same job. I come from a background of trying to tell a story and to follow dialogue or follow the way people look at each other on the screen. So that helps to me, I think, better because I'm used to kind of, so when I see a cinematic in a game, I treat it exactly the same as a film. You've got to tell a story and thematically relate things to each other.
And so where do you see video game music heading into the future?
I think the technology of it is going to, and it is, changing much more. I think it's going to be less, it will and it has to become more precision based with the way you play the game. I think it's a case of layering things. I think it's going to become more and more interactive. You're restricted to certain things. Mm-hmm. You've only got so much amount of music you can use because you haven't got CDs to give to the people. You've got one CD and that's it. And I think that it's going to become more and more. If I turn right, the music will change. Or if it turns left, or there will be different layers on top of it to change the emotion. They do it with sound. In Revelations, the sonic world would change, and there would be different textures. So I think with music, it's going to be a case of it will be more precise. And I think there'll probably be more music.
Yeah,
there's always a restriction to the amount of music. So. That's the way it'll go, but I can't see how else it can ever evolve, because the thing is that film music has stayed the same for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. We started off 60 years ago, just for silent movies, just the pianist playing, and now we do orchestras. But it's this, it does the same job. It just tells a story. And I think that the only way it'll change is I think that more doors are being opened now. I think there's more and more film composers wanting to do game music.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely.
There's concerts now happening of just game music, and it's becoming a valid platform and showcase of music.
Yeah, and for those who are interested in kind of getting into the video game music industry, like, what kind of advice would you have for them?
Well, if you're any good, don't, because I don't want any competition. But apart from that, I don't think anybody should ever say in life, I want to become a game composer or I should become a film composer. I think no matter what the platform is, I think you should just, if you just want to become a composer, I think that's really the choice you have, because we have so many different types of media out there that you can be attached to. And why restrict yourself to one genre? Because surely if you can spread yourself, if you do different projects, if it's film or television or gaming, you bring something from your past job into the next job, and you're able to kind of go, oh yes, well, by working on this film, this helps me on the game. And I find the same when working on games. It helps me think about how to do things when I work on a film. So I think that the main thing is to try to kind of get your music out there somehow. Get your showreel sent to game development companies. It's so hard now to be a working composer, but there's hundreds of jobs out there. But because now there's, for if you get an app an app for your phone, there's somebody that's written the music for that app. Mm-hmm. That job wasn't there 10 years ago, and now there's that job. But so there's tons of ways of trying to kind of get your music out there and get the show reel, and then start trying to pitch yourself mm-hmm. to anybody, advertising agencies, game development companies. It's all a big learning curve. I'm still learning how it's all done. So it's just keep doing it, and just don't try to typecast yourself. Just as long as you're getting the compose, even if it's for a theater class or a ballet class, or no matter what, just go and write for it.
Oh, good advice. And it's always changing too, so.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Yeah, well, thank you for the advice and for your time. I really appreciate
it. My pleasure.
And that brings us to the end of our show, and we do have a code to give away for the Assassin's Creed Revelations soundtrack. Now, if you can answer this trivia question, you have a chance to win. So, the trivia question I have for you is, what other profession would Lorne have considered if he didn't get into music? Now, if you have the answer, you can email me at soundradar@gamesradar.com or leave a message in the comments below. Thank you guys for listening, and be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Sound Radar.